Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, we're live at the Gridirons Legends Golf Tournament presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors on a Reaction Monday presented by Coors Light. We've had Texas represented. We've had Arkansas represented.
Best for last, baby.
Keep the Southwest Conference theme going. That win, former Texas A&M. Oh, my bad. Texas A&M lifelong linebacker.
You're getting closer. Former student.
And a former Dallas Cowboy. Dat, how you doing, man? Good to talk to you.
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me, guys.
Oh, well, okay, let's talk about your Cowboys first, man. I mean, they got back on their feet yesterday after a few struggles here and there. We're going to get to the Texans. I know you keep an eye on everything, but your Cowboys seem to all of a sudden... It's interesting when you get a running back going that all of a sudden things start to look better.
Yeah, it does. And also the receiver is healthy. I think that really factors in. And anything you know, anybody, you guys know the game as much as I do, is that anytime you have a team, you got guys, and you never know how it is. Every Sunday is different. And for them, the last 3 weeks has been brutal. You know, mm-hmm. They started so well in the last three games. It was a gut check last night, and the way they played last night, I thought really it gave them some momentum going to the bye week and kind of get back healthy and really make a run later on. Maybe after the bye.
That win with us live at the Gridiron Legends Golf Tournament presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. What about just the grind of an NFL season? Not too high, not too low. Obviously, we get high-low all the time. But as a player, when you're in the same situation the Cowboys and Texans are in right now, 4-3, where people have been talking about you winning Super Bowls and then they're talking mm-hmm. about you sucking. How do you just mentally keep it together as a player?
Well, that's the hardest part. Is you're going to hear stuff. You can hear the noise outside, and it's part of life. It's part mm-hmm. of it. It's part of the business and part of your surroundings. But the key is that you just got to keep getting better and try to get better. And what you got to always remember as a former player, and I've been in a situation for many times, unfortunately, but it's just that you just got to control what you can't control. And every team, every year, it's different. Yes, there's mm-hmm. expectations and everybody thinks, oh, yeah, you had a draft pick or you signed a free agent. Oh, it's going to change your team. There's mm-hmm. no guarantee because injury plays a big factor and the chemistry of the team is different. So for both teams, I think, and for me, for the past experiences, that you just control one game at a time. And I always talk about late in November, but after Thanksgiving, that's when you kind of express, that's when you can see if you're a contender or you're the pretender. And I think that's where you can, if fans can wait till after Thanksgiving, and you can kind of see where your team is
that's
at.
That's a lot to ask. Yeah.
What about when you have the guy at quarterback like the Houston Texans? I know you follow the NFL pretty regularly, but what he's been able to do, much like Tony Romo, I mean, he can make a lot of mistakes look good. Yes. Even if that might be the head coach, who's having some issues. I mean, what are you seeing in Deshaun Watson right now with the Texans in terms of how he's elevating what they're doing?
Well, what he's doing, I think he's phenomenal. I think he's one of the better young players in the National Football mm-hmm. League. And for me, I always think about his quarterback. When I look at a quarterback, how do I defend a quarterback like him? He can throw. He can run. Okay, that's just a hard one. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. When I was coming out with Dante Culpepper and Donovan McNabb. Those mm-hmm. guys were the change in the game, right? The old Randall Cunningham, right? Yeah. That's what we see. But when you look at guys like him, and he's still a young player. We got to don't forget that we're still
a third year
in the league, and he's still young. And what he's done in his 3 years has mm-hmm. been phenomenal. So we just got a little bit patient, and as the game keep going, the game's going to slow down. And for him, he's just got to play the game. What's his ability? And he's smart enough. He's good enough with experience. I think I like the Houston Texans a lot, and I think the Houston Texans is going to end up somehow, some way, playing the Patriots for the AFC Championship game.
Okay,
all right. We see it.
I like that. And I've been talking about. I see their capabilities. I see how good they can be. I just want to. What's that next ingredient? To get to maybe it's defense. Maybe it's head coach taking a step up. I mean, you've been in those situations playing for championships at the college level and certainly, moving on in the NFL. What is that ingredient? What makes it kind of come together ultimately for a team?
Well, I think you go through some adversities. You start out the season and you never know how your team's going to be, right? You're going to win some, you're going to lose some. There's going to be things that you thought, we didn't think we can run the ball. Unfortunately, we had some injuries here at the running back position, the Houston Texans. But things like that happens, and now you got to adjust and you got to adapt. And I think it's just that you want to peak at the right time. I think you go through all these adversity the first 8-10 games, And then the last six games really define who you are. And you say, okay, this is my strength. This is my weakness. Guess what? We're going to emphasize on my strength and our team's strength.
Right.
And let's emphasize that and let's get that and minimize all the mistakes, all the things that the errors that were hurting us that we lost those games. And in the game of football, I'm telling you, 25% of games in the National Football League are determined 3 points or less.
Mm-hmm.
50% of the games are 7 points or less. So you do the math. So
yes,
now 12-4 or 8-8 is pretty darn close.
Yeah.
And if you can figure out and win those games and kick a field goal or don't turn over the ball, guess what? Your 12-4 season or making a playoff is very, very high.
That win here with us at the Gridiron Legends Golf Tournament presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Let's switch gears to some college football because it would be a big mistake if we didn't bring that up. You're an Aggie. You're one of the best Aggies to ever do it. How do you feel about the direction that Texas A&M's going right now?
Well, Jimbo Fisher, I think, is headed in the right direction. I like the team. I like the way he carries himself. I think the team is a football mentality, and we see that now with Jimbo Fisher. There's you know, have bump and bruises, as we talk about football, right? And I think this is team that might be the first time this year that I noticed that our team playing in the SEC, since we've been in the SEC, that we can compete at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
Even though we're younger at the offensive line, we're not as good yet, but we'll get better at that. But defensive line, we got depth, we're bigger. That allows you to play in the fourth quarter. You see the Alabama, the LSU, the Auburn, those guys, why they beat people down because of what? They can rotate those guys and bring those guys in, fresh legs, and they can beat you at the line of down scrimmage late in the game. So I think A&M is headed that direction. Recruiting has been unbelievable under Jimbo Fisher. I think there's a lot of excitement here in the near future with A&M. So for us at Aggies, in Aggieland, I think we're very happy with the first year and a half of Jimbo Fisher.
We're also impatient.
Yeah, all of us are, though. You know, that's everybody.
We're also impatient. But Jackie Shell just walked by. It was his first 2 years were not good records.
Mm-hmm.
And then in his third year, he won the Southwest Conference Championship. Jimbo's first year was really good with a lot of players that are now in the NFL. And now it's kind of a little bit of a dip, at least to my naked eye.
Yes.
A little bit of a dip in terms of production, but the talent seems to be there. You know, what is it about getting to that third, fourth year that all of a sudden gets those younger guys?
Year two is the hardest. Year one, you're kind of in that honeymoon stage.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Still, everything's exciting, new, fresh. Year two is like, okay, here's the grind, but you got to go back to Jimbo Fisher's second year. You lost Trevion Williams, you lost Dotson, you lost McCoy, you know, guys who the National Football.
Orleans, yeah.
They were all juniors that could be your seniors, could be your leaders. And unfortunately, that didn't happen for us. And I think if they were all there, that's the three level of your offensive line, your offensive line, your linebacker, and your running back. I think that would really helped A&M. But overall, you know, it takes 3-4 years. Anything in business, you guys know about business people.
No, I don't.
It takes about 3 to 4 years with anything that you do. So you get acclimated, you get good at it, and then you build some systems. And I think we're headed the right direction. I think year three is gonna be better. Year four, I think we'll be contenders.
It's lifelong Aggie Dat Wynn, and former NFL linebacker. Before we get you out of here, you just mentioned business. You know a little bit about business. Seems like you've done everything since you quit playing. You've been a radio host. You're opening all these businesses. What are you doing right now?
Well, I'm fortunate to and grateful to be opportunity to be with Chick-fil-A. I run a Chick-fil-A franchise. I'm a franchisee there in Fort Worth, Texas, downtown Fort Worth.
My pleasure.
Yeah, it's my pleasure to serve you. But I've been very fortunate, very blessed. And, you know, it's funny that I run the restaurant business, but I use a concept that I learned throughout my life about football.
Sure.
You know, man, you're talking about recruiting high school. We do a little bit of recruiting, but really we rank those recruiters. You know what I mean? It's that 1-star, 2-star, 4-star, all the way to 5-star. Then if you have a bunch of 4 and 5 stars, guess what? You'll be pretty darn good. You have a bunch of 1 and 2s, it's not going to be any good, right? So it's kind of been fun for me.
Before we let you go, we have a lot of listeners. I go down there a lot. Rockport Fulton had a tough, tough time, still rebuilding.
Yes.
I know that's where you're from. That's where you came from. Just give our listeners an update on what you got going on over there and what the area is looking at, because I know it's important to you.
Yeah, so we've been back. We're about 2 years out, I think, to get back to norm. Mm-hmm. Things are ascending. Everything is getting a lot better. Businesses are coming back. We did lose a couple businesses here and there. But as we know, the little town is a neat little town. It's a fishing town. You ever go down there, I think it's been good. But I think we want to appreciate everybody that's been praying for us through the process. It was bad.
Yeah.
You know what? The legends, all the legends here, Rob. Yeah. Rob Lynch and all the group guys went back and went down there. Earl Campbell gave us a bunch of food to give out to the community and to the team during that time when we were going through the process. So we're going to appreciate and thank everybody for the prayers.
That's well, good that win here always, at the Gridiron Legends Golf Tournament. Always a pleasure to talk to you. Pleasure. My pleasure.
My pleasure. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Oh, yeah, of course. I see what you did there.
That win here at the Gridiron Champions Golf Club presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Let's relive the weekend that was in H-Town. All right, the Astros are in the World Series. It begins tomorrow in large part because of Jose Altuve. Altuve came up to the plate against Aroldis Chapman. One man on, and then this.
Altuve has just sent the Astros to the World Series!
All right, it's boring in English. I'm getting bored with the English. Let's hear Jose Altuve sending the Astros to the World Series, by the way, courtesy of Fox. Let's hear it in Korean.
Yeah!
휴스턴의 승리를 응원하고 있습니다.
왼쪽으로 높게! 알투베가 결국 휴스턴을 월드시리즈로 견인합니다. 끝내기 없는 호세 알투베! 지난 3년 동안 두 번째 월드시리즈 진출을 확정짓는 알투베의 끝내기 없는 휴스턴이 극적으로 월드시리즈에 진출합니다.
Wow. You got excited about that. You said, yeah.
I love that.
You said,
part
yeah.
Part of it is because I was so into that home run. I started searching Spanish, Korean. Somebody said there's a Russian one out there. I'll listen to it in any language.
It was just beautiful.
It's still awesome in any language.
The pivotal moment of Jose Altuve's career. A lot of legends go into the Hall of Fame. A lot of jerseys get retired. Jose Altuve is going to be one of those, but not everyone has that signature moment. Jose Altuve now has it. Now, this was a bullpen game for the Astros. Gerrit Cole would have pitched a Game 7 had that happened yesterday, but now Gerrit Cole is going to be on the mound tomorrow, Game 1 of the World Series. Gerrit Cole realizes that he is the top horse in this Astros rotation, but he wants to shout out the bullpen.
They were foaming at the mouth to get in there today. They wanted to make a statement, and I think they did. Jose Urquidy coming in, filling up the middle of the game after some guys got into some trouble early. We needed somebody to give us length to get to the big boys at the end. I think it's the first time him pitching in this series against this team that took some balls.
Yes, it did.
It did.
Yes, it did.
I'm glad he was so confident in them because I wasn't.
He's lying. I don't want to accuse Gerrit Cole of lying, but he's lying. He was not confident. He was on the edge of his seat like every other Astros fan.
No, he was. Everybody was. But you know what? They did prove themselves quite good and quite clutch in that situation. It was an all-around amazing day, man.
It was an amazing day, but the next day in Houston, not so amazing. The Texans fall to the Colts 30-23. Clock management once again peaks its ugly head for Bill O'Brien. We will talk about that in the noon hour, but let's hear from the quarterback because we know it's all about the quarterback. Deshaun Watson talking about whether or not he's frustrated following the Texans' third loss of the season.
Am I frustrated? No, I'm going to keep my composure. It's a long season. You got to give the Colts credit. They handled what they needed to handle. We got to take our game to another level, get back to the drawing board, and get ready for the Raiders. That's the biggest thing. We can't get frustrated. We can't get discouraged. We got to keep positive energy, stay motivated. You know, like you said, anything can happen. It's the NFL. You know, it's a new week every week.
All right, and we got some breaking news about your Houston Texans right now. Kind of holding my breath a little bit here. I knew this was going to come down. Figgy hit it. All right, we got an update on the status of Texans receiver Will Fuller. Will Fuller, breaking news. Hit us with it, Figgy. Actually, I got it right here. Will Fuller, who exited yesterday's game early, he has a significant hamstring pull, sources said. So based on recent test results, he's expected to miss several weeks, which means soft tissue injuries, which have been a major issue for Will Fuller. On the bright side, it's not season-ending. But on the other side, Will Fuller is going to miss significant time for your Houston Texans.
Well, you just can't count on him. I mean, I don't mean to be harsh, but I mean, it is what it is. I mean, every single season, it's something that sidelines him. You just can't count on Will Fuller. So thank goodness for Kenny Stills. They used both Stills and QT on the field at the same time yesterday. But Will Fuller, until further notice, is just a player you can't count on.
Nope, you can't, and they won't be able to count on him. So you're going to see Kenny Stills as your number two receiver, Kiki QT. He showed some signs yesterday, so you're going to be without Will Fuller for at least a month. The bye week's coming in a few weeks, so you're going to face the Raiders without Fuller. You're going to face the Jags without Fuller. And Kenny Stills, I mean, you talk about soft tissue injuries. He's already suffered one. I mean, it'd be a nightmarish situation for, you know, that to continue to linger. But bad news for the Houston Texans. Will Fuller going to miss significant time with a hamstring injury.
I'm telling you, the injuries are starting to stack up. For a while there, it's like, well, no major injuries. And it really hasn't been outside of Will Fuller now and I guess a couple of others here and there, obviously, before the season, Lamar Miller. But it's all of a sudden, it's just a death by a thousand cuts, right? As they used to say, it's not, now it's just a bunch of little injuries, a bunch of injuries stacking up, a bunch of pretty significant injuries that are just starting to roll in. And that's bad news for a team that doesn't have a lot of depth at this point.
Yeah, it's frustrating. It's very frustrating because when Will's out there, when he's doing his thing, I mean, Will Fuller, there are a few better receivers than Will Fuller, especially when he's out there with Deshaun Watson. But Will Fuller is going to be out for a significant time with a hamstring injury. Keep it locked. Go to sportsradio610.com for the latest information. NFL Week 7, bad news for the Texans as it continues to pile on. Texans, the only team in the AFC South that lose. So you have the Colts ahead in the win column, and you have the other two teams, Jacksonville and Tennessee, following their wins yesterday. They're just one back in the loss column. So it's a tight race in the AFC South. One win yesterday could have changed that. Did not happen. So here we sit right now. Texans facing a Raiders team coming off their loss to Green Bay. That's very, very good. But
Aaron Rodgers was on another planet.
Yeah, I mean, he had like 60-plus fantasy points.
Yeah.
Don't ask me how I know that.
Not that you were counting.
Don't ask me how I know that. But the division race is going to be a lot closer. And the Raiders, they're not chumps. They're going to be coming here, and it's going to be an interesting matchup on Sunday out there at NRG. If you fall to 4-4 the first half of the season, this Texans team, I mean, with all the breaks you've gotten and the talent you got on offense, I don't know how anyone can be pleased with that. 5-3, you can take.
Yeah.
But 4-4, man, I mean, that's a hard pill for me to swallow, J-Lo.
Well, it will be because of how good we know this team can be and how good this team was, you know, in spurts yesterday. I mean, the fact that they were in that game at the end was astonishing, considering all the, you know, illegal formations that killed drives and the illegal procedures that killed drives and bad mistakes and Deshaun Watson's interceptions and everything else that was happening. It was amazing that they were that close at the end. But at the same time, you got to find a way to win those games. You know, and I know the Colts are going to be the team that you're fighting the whole time. I know you got them coming back home. You can't, kind of like Texas almost let Oklahoma beat them twice, you can't let the Colts beat you twice. You know what I mean? You got to put the Raiders.
You don't want it to linger.
You got to put the Raiders in their place.
I don't care if you're on the air.
Brothers got a hug. Dan Pastorini,
Dante,
coming up.
I got to get a hug from Dante, even if I'm on the air.
With Lopez. He's on the air. He's hugging. Lopez is known to work the room at a remote. Don't get it twisted here. The OG's been
hey,
known
I'm
to,
just standing
to
here.
Work a room.
They're coming to me.
Oh, okay. Very, very popular, very popular guy, that John Lopez.
But
Landry
right,
Locker, John Lopez
you
on Reaction
you
Monday.
You can't let the Colts beat you twice. You got to take care of business.
I mean, yeah,
them.
You can't fall to 4-4.
Yeah.
Like, you can't. Like, yeah. You're too good to go 4-4. Injuries are not. Everybody's dealing with them. And if you're just tuning in, Will Fuller injures his hamstring. He's going to be out for a while, at least a month. I mean, you got to think, especially with the bye week coming up. So that's the bad news for the Texans. Speaking of the Texans, Bill O'Brien, his clock management was on display yesterday at the end of the game. We're going to get into that. And I'm also going to talk about Bill O'Brien, the GM. We'll talk about Bill O'Brien, the coach, but Bill O'Brien, the GM, there's a cut that he needs to make, and it needs to happen sooner rather than later. I'll tell you what it is next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.